Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're taking a look at a God who hears. And yesterday we talked a little bit about a God who hears my request, and today we're going to look at a God who hears my integrity. Today's devotion and prayer point comes out of Psalm 17, verse 1. It says, "Hear, O Lord, my righteous plea. Listen to my cry. Give ear to my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips." I suppose there's, as with many things, a positive side as well as a negative side to this knowledge of a God who hears my integrity, because not only does he hear my integrity, but he also hears my lack of integrity. As the psalmist writes, he cries out to God, he affirms that his prayers, his requests, his cries are not deceitful in nature. And when we cry out to God, it's probably a good thing for us to evaluate, because he knows. We're not fooling him. We can fool ourselves. We can fool others. But we'll never fool God. Sometimes it's difficult when people cry out to us, when they ask us to help or to do this or to do that, to really sort through what the actual need is and what isn't. It's gotten to where many people that I know will not answer the phone unless it's a number on a list that they're aware of, that a friend or relative, caller ID that comes up, someone known. Because so much of the calls that come to my house, at least, are not filled with integrity. They're crying out, trying to take advantage of people. And as we consider our prayers to God, how honest are we? Do we talk genuinely to God about our struggles, about our difficulties, about our weaknesses, about our strengths? It doesn't have to, and it shouldn't be one-sided. It's not a put ourselves down or build ourselves up kind of conversation. It's about being honest with God. Because it's in those times of honesty that we open ourselves up for His help. While God can do anything in our life, He primarily chooses to do the things that we allow, that we're open to, that we're willing to be a part of. And that's true with the work that He's designed and created in advance for us to do. It's also true of the changes that need to be made in our life. And going to God and allowing Him to hear us from a point of integrity, from a point where our words match reality. We find that God moves within us in a way that doesn't happen when we do call out to Him with deceitful lips. So many times we become so accustomed to feeling like we have to present ourselves in a very positive light around people. We stretch the truth, we hide the reality, and we just become used to living with some degree of deceitful lips. And I'm not saying that we have to open ourselves up as a completely open book to every person that we cross paths with. That would not be wise at all. But with God, the need to be guarded at times in life doesn't hold true in our relationship with God. And as we think today about crying out to God, are there needs that you've not really talk to Him about? Are there concerns in your life that you've been afraid to voice in your prayers? Did you try to let on with your conversations with Him like things are better than what they are? Or do you make things out to be worse than what they are? It can go both ways. Yesterday was Thanksgiving in Canada and some other countries. And a number of friends that I have, some in ministry that live and minister in Canada. And as they had posted about a happy Thanksgiving, I made a comment that I think it's good to celebrate everybody's Thanksgiving. And when you really think about it, it's a very godly principle to rejoice with those who rejoice. I think it would follow suit to be thankful with those who are thankful. And I believe when we begin to live from a position of thankfulness, our cries to God are more genuine. We've not sugar-coated them, and we've not made them out to be some disastrous situation when it's just us trying to figure out day-to-day life. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to ask God to help you evaluate your prayer life, the integrity within it. How open and honest are you? Are your prayers filled with words that somewhere along the line that you've been taught or assumed were quote, prayer words? Or are they words that you use in everyday life? If someone were to listen in on your conversations with God, would they hear it as a conversation? Or would it sound more like a speech or for formality? And I'm not saying that one way's good and one way's bad. I'm saying is the sound of your prayer, the words that you use, who you really are? Or is it a something that's put on? And we can grow. That's the incredible part about learning, about being in relationship with God. There are times that we do talk to Him in what would seem to be a very formal manner. And that's a conversation. There are other times we talk to Him in some very informal ways. That's conversation too. But when it all begins to sound the same, when it feels to you like it's empty of meaning, it's not my call. But I think there's times we all realize that we need to draw closer to God. We need to examine that conversation for the depth of reality that exists. And when we do so, we find that God's a step or two or leaps and bounds ahead of us. And He calls for us to cry out with no deceitfulness on our lips. And He knows. And He hears my integrity. And He hears yours. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love for us abounds even though You know us completely, even better than we know ourselves. Father, as we come to You, as we cry out, may we be confident of You hearing our integrity. And even when we're not so confident because our integrity is lacking in some areas, may we be encouraged that You're listening, that You're hearing, that we're not hiding ourselves in any way, even when we think we are. Father, may that knowledge make us more bold in being honest with You. May it help us to come to You in greater sincerity, in a willingness to admit our struggles and our weaknesses, to be honest about the things that we enjoy and that we're good at, and look to You for help and guidance in how to grow in all these areas. Father, may we grow in wisdom and comprehending the integrity and deceitfulness that exists in our world. May we not be those that are gullible in such a sense that we're taken advantage of easily, but may we learn to hear, to listen, just as You do. Father, even in those times where our prayers and our requests have ulterior motives and selfish means within them, You still listen. You still hear, and Your answers are given accordingly, but it's not that You've closed Your ears to us. And Father, when our prayers are not being answered as we want, as we expect, may we examine the deceitfulness and the integrity and which is winning in our life, and how those have crept into our conversations with You. And Father, as we listen to others, may we have that discernment that actually hears what they're saying and can respond in ways that are appropriate. Father, may we grow in ways that help our words and our actions, our prayers, all match. May they match because they match your word. May that be the standard by which we judge the things we say, the things we do, the things that we talk to you about. May we grow in a knowledge and practice of the things that you've given us in your word. May we grow in our practice of reading it and studying it and memorizing it and letting it sink deep into our life so it influences every aspect of what we do. Father, may that influence increase our integrity, not just our integrity with you and between you and us, but our integrity with one another. And Father, as we live as those who let our yes be yes and our no be no, may we live in a way that presents Jesus and represents Him well. Today, as we have opportunity, as we cry out to you with no deceit, may the same be true for our conversations with others. And in that level of integrity, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.